CR mobile.
Oh, and hello to you too, Tom. That's 0TR and 4ZLK.
That's one. For once, you're wrong. Let me turn my radio down, Shane. Good morning to you, sir. I need to get back in that other lane. I just changed my mind. I just leaving Toyota out here. And turn that radio down some more. Hope your day's going good, Shane. Had my Earl changed and my tires rotated.
But I didn't know you were allowed to drive without your navigator there with you. So maybe I better let you go so you can concentrate. Oh, goodness.
I miss her. I think she might be tending the chickens. I didn't have time to this morning. And, out here, they really got done fast. I'm surprised. My appointment was at 9:45, and at 10:50, they said it was done. However, the little gentleman come over and told me, he says, you need your battery replaced. And I said, Louise, I've been doing this for 50 years. And I said, you're not to blow smoke up my 6 o'clock because I know different. And I said, you better go back to your technician and have him look at that again and make sure he load tested it. Yeah, I said, the voltage on there is 13.8 volts. And I said, so the alternator's working. And I said, I drove it 50 miles yesterday. And they thought maybe it was dead because we didn't drive much because there wasn't much mileage. And then he went back and looked at the video again from the service department. Well, no, I guess it ain't bad, Tom. It just checked a little bit low on the amp per hours.
They had you. I like Toyota. I like Toyota vehicles, but I don't necessarily like the service department. That may not be everybody, but that's another reason I like to do my own thing and keep up with it because I don't want to be sold on something I don't need.
What they were trying to do, and that battery was about 3 months old, I would estimate, without looking, Shane. So I knew, unless they had a defective battery, which is very, extremely rare, they were trying to blow smoke in my 6, and that just don't work. And when I told him I'd been an electrician 50 years, wasn't buying that. I said, also, it's under warranty, so I said, go ahead if you want to. they reviewed that.
I'll catch them. Sure, fine. It's under warranty. Go ahead and replace, give me a brand new one. I'm happy with that at your cost.
I heard him when he was looking at that video. I walked over to the counter, and I think it said it was supposed to be $765, and it only, it recorded in the amber, he said. And then I said, what's the amber? He says, $680-something. No, we don't need a new battery. And then the service guy said, yeah, I guess that's right.
$85 on that big old vehicle you're driving there, that I don't know if that's going to be enough cranking amps.
On your engine? I know better, Shane. But at any rate, I caught him. I didn't say nothing. They're in business to make money, you know, and their batteries are very high. Well, everybody's battery's high anymore, and you can't get a very long warranty on a battery. Did you notice that?
It's been a couple years now, I think, since I've replaced the battery in both vehicles. My vehicle, I have two batteries in there, and that was quite a little fee there at the beginning.
About $200 now on the average, and I always try to get a good battery. But there's only, I think, if I'm not mistaken, you'd have to look it up, of course. Ask Siri. There's only two battery manufacturers in the United States now, or if they're in the United States even.
Surprise me. I don't really know much about that, but that wouldn't surprise me. Well, anyway, I'm glad you were there. I know they have to make money, but I just don't appreciate people lying to me to try to make money, you know?
There they tried to tell me I needed an alignment, and I looked at my tires, and I thought, No, it will pass. And then I checked it very closely as I was driving down the road, and you don't need an alignment. You can knock them out of line around here very easily, I know. But the best place I've found for batteries is north of our house on Highway 14, and they sell Exide batteries. And I used to put, well, the biggest man lift we had took 10 12-volt batteries. It ran on 120 volts DC. It was a big platform on it. And we used Exide batteries, and that's what they used at the golf course. Now, times can change, of course, over the years. But those are good batteries, and they're all way out there at that batteries place. It's just north of us on 14. Has the best prices of all, and he stands behind them. I had one go bad one time, and he never even questioned me. He just stuck another one in there and said goodbye.
Good service like that. I've used battery specialists over there off Poinsett, between Poinsett and Pleasantburg. And they told me one time, they said, there's kind of the same thing. There's only a couple of manufacturers. They just put different labels on the batteries. But they also used to, I don't know if they still do, UPS locally always got all their batteries from them. So I could go over there and just show up, you know, in uniform, or even just say I work for UPS, and they'd give me a discount on them. At least that's what they told me anyway.
Some of the problems there would be the fact that there's no lead smelters in the United States anymore. I think it's just Mexico and China. So that probably changed things a bit. But and then I don't know what electrolyte they're putting in them now. There are various different kinds other than lead acid. I know the boat batteries guys put lithium in there a lot, and quite expensive, but they're worth the money, I guess, if I'm not mistaken. But it's a different world now. You have to check. But that sounds like a good deal to me.
Do this now, but back in the 80s, early 80s, my dad started going around and collecting junk batteries. He'd go to these shops and they would sell them or even give away junk batteries. And he was, I don't know where he came up with it, but he had a couple different types of powders and he had a bunch of chargers. And for years, he would have a warehouse full of, or, you know, small warehouse just full of batteries, and they were on chargers. I handled so many car batteries. I'd have jeans that would wear out from the acid that had holes in them, put a mixture into it, put them back on, put them on chargers, and he'd get about 85% of the batteries to come back up. And then he would sell them as used, reconditioned batteries, and back at that time, it was like $29 or so, and he had a lot of customers, and he would guarantee them, if it goes bad, I'll just give you another one. He managed to keep that going for a while. I think he thought he was going to be on to something, but I know now all the environmental regulations, they probably couldn't do anything like that.
Yeah, then likely. One that really amazed me, and this would have been back in the 70s, my neighbor was a brilliant man. He really was in every way. And helped me a lot through my, and I just seen that they changed my speedometer the way it looks. Dang it. They have to change it back now. But anytime they change that battery, that's another thing with Toyotas. You know, they can really mess up the computer stuff. But this is okay, but you just got to know what buttons to push. But him and he worked for his dad, and they rebuilt batteries, Shane, now that you mention that. Old Merle Hicks, you know, what a wonderful guy. And he was in that business for many, many years. And I know what you mean by losing clothing to those batteries. I would feast a whole lot back then, and I had this 12-foot John boat, and a lot of places I went was very, very boony, and I'd have to pull the batteries out, the boat down there by myself, and then I would, unless somebody was with me, and I'd have to carry the battery down there, and I'd always, I had coveralls on, you know, when it was cooler, and it actually just rotted the front out of those dead burned coveralls, and they were insulated coveralls.
Many a pair of jeans just because, you know, you're opening them up all the time, and he had, well, I think we would, he didn't carry acid there, we would top them off with water if they were low, but whatever he was putting, whatever chemical mixture he was putting in there, who knows, it could have been a little corrosive too, but yeah, you get that acid sloshing around when you're moving batteries around and stuff, and a lot of clothes just kind of ate away, and big old holes there on the front of my jeans, you know, down around my legs there.
I was careful about it, but when you're carrying a battery and taking it under a barbed wire fence and then carrying it about 15, 20 yards, you're bound to rub it on the front of your britches. Well, I've arrived home, and Bernice is out here sitting in the carport with me, which I'm surprised I still got good reception, but I do, Shane. Great talking to you as usual. Now I got to read that dang book and find out how to change the speedometer back around. I didn't notice it before I pulled out of there. It says big digital readout in the center of the screen here now on miles per hour. And distance to empty is 205 miles. Advanced technology. Have a good day, Shane. Yeah, great talking to you. N4ZLK N0TR 73.
Talking with you as well. You and Miss Bernice have a good day. Say hello to her since I missed out. All right, we'll talk to you later. N4ZLK.